Praise the Lord. All right, let's praise the Lord together. You know, the different things that control us, whatever it is in that gadget, inside the gadget. Hey, that's like the hair on the frog on the log and the hole in the bottom of the sea. Let's see, was it a flea on the hair? You can go along for a long time. I was telling Eddie yesterday when we got together, I got hung up on Five Forks Trickham Road because they're doing construction there. And it made me realize that here this guy, I don't know his level of education. I don't mean this in a negative way, but he's the one that's got that thing that he twirls around from slow to stop. And he controlled that traffic. I saw more frustration in the people that were stopped there when I did my U-turn. We're controlled by different things now than we used to be controlled. And a big part of it is like electronic gadgets like Hines has in his hand. But the one thing that we can be sure of that didn't change is God's plan of salvation. And the idea, if we will focus on our relationship with the Lord, it still will carry us through the hostile actions and the stopped traffic. When you got to go somewhere, I had to go meet Eddie. And I finally had to call him and tell him I'm going to be a few minutes late. As it turned out, I was about 5 minutes late. Stacy Burton, come in here, man. I've been missing you. Oh, I do that to Stacy every time. Man, that's a terrible thing to do for a friend, point out that he missed last week. And the week before, I wasn't going to say that part. I talked to him on the phone, and I said, you missed last week and this week, too. He said, I don't think I missed last week. So, you're proof, Don. Thank you. In fact, I said, Don looks so lonesome over there by himself. And he said, well, wasn't Jeff there, didn't he? I said, oh, I was just kidding you. Don didn't look lonesome. He's getting ready for my 9:30 meeting. All right, let's get this. Man, I've wasted 4 minutes. I'm going to ask Eddie to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. You hear him many times doing commercials on WSB, and you get to hear him live and get to see if he can really pray. Let's welcome Eddie Mayfield.
Hey there. I have a face made for radio for sure, so that's why. So seeing me live is not that great. I feel great today. I hope you guys do. It's a gorgeous day. I try to go to Stone Mountain every morning, and some mornings I really have to huff and puff to get up there, and I'm, you know, just had to make yourself. This morning, I literally just found myself on top thinking, how'd I get up here? I mean, it was just really just an absolute gorgeous day. I got to watch the sunrise up there this morning. I tell you, I hope you're feeling good. I think God giving us these seasons is just another example of God's love for us. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, I think, but we need rain too. So that's a blessing as well. Anyway, good to see everybody here. Let's pray. Father, thank you for love you. God, thank you for just the grace you give us, Lord, for the blessing you give us of life. And Lord, not only the blessings of this life, but Lord, the promise of an even better life. And Father, we thank you. How can we ever thank you enough for that? Father, thank you for loving us, for showing us in so many ways. Father, thank you for Larry and Hines and this meeting and the others that have worked all these years to keep this meeting together. Lord, I pray today be a blessing to everyone here. And thanks for our food. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've heard it so many times.
Can you sing it?
VFDs. If you know what they are, listen up. And if you don't, it's a good way to ruin the conversation at a party or something like that. The idea that we should be continually not only trying to make ourselves stronger spiritually, more mature spiritually, but the idea that we should be influencing others with our actions and words is where I spent some time thinking this morning. I had a quote, in fact, from Oswald Chambers that said, Christian workers fail because they place their desire for their own holiness above their desire to know God. Think about that. we can get so wrapped up in wanting to be more holy and more spiritual, more mature spiritually, that we forget all about who made it possible to start with. I was reading in the book of Luke, and this was after Jesus had turned the water into wine. And in verse 23, he says, "Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person." And as I read that and thought about Jesus recognizing which ones of us were sincere, or which ones of them are sincere in what they're doing, and how many of them are keeping what they know to themselves, kind of selfish. I'm glorying in God's glory. Or perhaps the ones that would pray in public, the Pharisees that would pray in the public and beat on their chest as being holy. And as Jesus knew what was in each person, I read on over in the chapter, and then in on over in Luke 24, verse 49. "And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city until you be clothed with power from on high." And of course, you that are familiar with that scripture realize that it was in the upper room that the Holy Spirit came on them, and they become so powerful. In fact, Peter spoke in many different languages, understood him as he spoke. And I think how we can humanly set our goals and try to attain those goals by human means, or we have the ability to have a relationship with God and believe when God opens a door for us that we can walk through it even though we haven't got it all planned out. But believe that God will provide the words, the action, and everything else we need when we need it. That's a great way to be in a relationship with God. That's a great way to live a life that influences others that you didn't even intend to influence. I start to say accidentally, but it's not accidentally. But it's something that happens just as a byproduct of being who you need to be in your relationship with God, where He empowers you, and you can feel that empowerment. You can feel, as I sat a while ago with the meeting that I was telling you about, Eddie, and I sat across from the person I went there to visit, there was a point that I knew we had a connection. There was a point that I knew that there was something there beyond what Larry Schrader could do with Kevin Smith. There was a connection there that I knew the source of it. And it feels so good. When many times at Chick-fil-A, Eddie and I can be talking about something, and there's a connection there. We know the source of that. We don't have to figure it out. We know. And to operate in that realm to where we are constantly seeing opportunities to influence others for the Lord without even mentioning the Lord. We will have an opportunity at some point to share openly about where our faith is and how we know that thing that never changes. Like I made reference to a while ago, all these changes and all the things that affect the things we do, the way we do them, the time that we do them, all those things we just kind of have to flow with and recognize that there's so little we really have control over, but there is everything that God has control over. So if we're in the right alignment with Him and in the right relationship with Him, then we can flow through the things and not even have to be concerned about which way it's going to go. We don't have to be concerned about the results, because there's purpose in the results, even if it's not what we thought it should be. Get over it and get back on track with God. That's the reason it is so important that you spend time daily in prayer and in His Word. And it's important to spend time with God's people like we're doing here. The church is good, but it's a different place out here in the marketplace. It's a different way that we have to communicate, where we have the ability to have input. You know, many times at church we go there to get charged up, and it's a one-way deal. We need to then go somewhere where it can be a two-way deal. Listening is so important. As we're meeting with people and understanding where they are, really important to listen. I think so many times we've got it all figured out. Getting back to what Jesus was pointing out here, where He really knew those people's heart, they appeared to have it figured out, but they really didn't. But Jesus knew. I think as we mature spiritually and understand that we have to do so little to accomplish so much when it comes to that spiritual realm, because there are fewer people that are willing to step out and take a stand. And I think it's because we have a different, especially in this metropolitan area, we have a different climate. The environment is so different, come with different kinds of religions, people from different cultures. But the Lord equips us, just like He was saying, "Tarry and you'll be empowered." We will be empowered. Everything we do in His presence, such as this today, will empower us to go on and do those things this afternoon. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thank you, Larry. I'm Heinz Wegener, and I'm not the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune, but if you look at the somewhere, it says, "Welcome, Heinz." Heinz, welcome, or something. Anyway, that was for me. They did. That was not for the ketchup. Anyway, sorry, I divert and lie, but... Yeah, good try. Anyway, the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon started in 1985. We've met pretty much every week since then. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. We recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling, but just keep the focus on Jesus and how He's intersected the life of a businessman. And we try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral. That doesn't mean you have to leave your denominational and political hat outside, but we try to keep people focused on the truth about who Jesus is and what He did. Being born again is such a crazy thing that if it doesn't kind of puzzle you, I don't think you get it, or I get it. It's so amazing. I mean, God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we could have full and complete and unhindered fellowship with Father God. And anyway, it's just amazing. And so we try to also have a platform where businessmen and women during open mic on the first of the week can share how Jesus has impacted their life. We have several major customers. We build hardware for the satellite business and several international customers that have done a lot of business with us. And we don't work Friday. We haven't worked Friday for 16 years. And it's a 32-hour work week, not 4-10s, but 4-8s. And most of our customers know that. So every once in a while I come in to work to check on something or whatever, and the phone doesn't ring. Well, I was in there to... We had a roof leak, And we had somebody that was going to come by and look at it on Friday. And so I was in there to let him in. And all of a sudden the phone rang and I picked it up. And it was one of our most important customers calling from Brazil, needing our help and advice. And another guy that I called and was able to get on a conference call. And after we finished, and they were very appreciative of that, they know we're normally closed on Friday. I said, somebody there must really be living good there for us to be able to answer your questions on a timely basis on Friday. Turned out one of the guys needed to know this before he left Brazil on Saturday. So it was a very... And that goes on a list we have at our company called the God Report. And not everybody in our company is Christian. In fact, I don't ask them. I don't put pressure on them to, you know, to believe as I believe. And whenever something like that happens, we list it on a God Report, that it's a supernatural event that we believe is a divine intervention. So if you're here for the first time and you feel comfortable doing so, just stand where you are, give us your name, where you work, and how you found out about the meeting. And if you're in a job transition or retired, the kind of work you'd like to be in, or the beach you'd like to go to. So.
And before anybody introduces themselves as new, I did want to say regarding the Heinz bottle.
Yes.
This is good for you, Heinz.
Yes.
But it's why we're here. If it's to be happy, it's got to be Heinz.
Yes, it's got to be Heinz and Larry.
Yes.
We need to add that on there. Anybody first time? Want to introduce himself? Oh, okay. Yes, sir. We gave you this
greetings to all.
Okay. Greetings to all of you. My name is Paul Nelson. This is my former neighbor, Darlal. I worked at a company for 20 plus years. I was laid off, but I saw that as a challenge from God, primarily because the 20 years I spent there, I was finished teaching the company and the workers and employees about God. It was time for me to go on and teach some other people. So I saw it as a part of my salvation, as a part of my journey. I don't think we can stay one place too long, because when we're finished, we just have to go on and do something new. So that's the way I saw it. Praise God. Darrell had invited me here. I'm glad to be here. I've seen a wonderful set of people here, and I praise God for that. I'm actually doing some work for my sister right now, which is accounting work and economic work. That's what I'm doing. So God provided me with another challenge, and there I go. So greetings to all of you, and praise God. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Anybody else? First time? So we had one guy that came in a suit all the time for about 10 years, not come in a suit, and I didn't recognize him. I thought he was a first timer. So, don't be afraid. Okay, I think we're ready.